Hi, this is Brisa Quintana, and I am your host for this month's Greatest Men podcast because I am awesome. Joanna Jimenez and the whole podcast team, me, Daniela Catenal, and Jelica Benitez, interview Cesar Ortega and Karen Covarrubias of Cornerstone Theater Company. Why, you may ask? Because they are bringing their show California Tempest to our community in February. So let's get going.
Hi, this is Johnny Jimenez with The Big Question. We have a special edition with the podcast team.
Brisa Quintana.
Daniela Catalan.
Angelica Benitez.
And our special guest is Cesar Ortega.
And Karen Covarrubias.
Here goes the first question. Who is in charge of everything? I mean, Cornerstone Company is a pretty big thing, so who is in charge?
The ensemble is pretty much a committee that meets every afternoon, and those are the ones that take most of the decisions by consensus of which cycle we're going to be, all the artistic choices, and they collaborate with their designer and the director who's working on this specific project.
What's the name of the production?
The name of the production is California the Tempest. On February 5, 6, and 7.
Where is it going to be? I don't want to end up in the wrong place.
The performance is going to take place in Artes Cesar E. Chavez Learning Academy. And the time that the show is going to start is at 7:30 p.m. And tickets are pay what you can. So for more information, you guys can go ahead and call 1-800-578-1335.
What is the Bridge Tour?
The Bridge Tour is the project that is that we're doing with California the Tempest, which is bridging these 10 communities across California, where Cornerstone Theater Company has been doing summer residencies. So we're going performing in each for 3 days, and we have our ensemble members, people that participated originally in those productions, being part of the traveling cast, and in each town, we have a layer of local people that they add to the performance for a specific flavor of that town.
What is the cycle and how long does the cycle take?
So the way how Cornerstone does the plays is the ensemble comes together and then decide on a specific theme that they're going to do plays and explore stories in reference to this. We have done cycles of justice, cycles of faith, and this time we're doing cycles of hunger, where we're exploring what do people hunger for? The stories of hunger is not only about food. We hunger for our community. We hunger for culture. We hunger for faith, for spirituality. So then we go to all these different communities exploring that specific stories.
Any specific way of selecting your actors?
We do have our ensemble core, which is our professional actors, and they are the ones that support and the productions, but then we always go back with the community and we cast from the community.
Has anyone famous ever been in your place, like Taylor Swift?
No.
Yeah. Not yet.
Not
Taylor
yet.
Swift. Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
We're not famous yet. Yeah, in another way. I mean, some of our ensemble members, they do film and they do TV, so they are. They are famous, but I think Taylor Swift is just in another different level. But I'm going to send her an invite for audition to Pacoima. Maybe she will come to Pacoima and be in the play with you guys.
Yay! Who came up with the idea?
So the actual show that we're going to be doing here is California the Tempest, which is an adaptation of The Tempest. And that is a play written by Allison Carey, which was one of the founder members of Cornerstone. And she has basically taken stories of all these 10 communities across California and putting them all together into California Tempest. So we have all that you will expect from Shakespeare, which is like the love, the music, the revenge, the forgiveness. And also we have like all what you expect from California, which is like, for example, the earthquakes, the drought, the overdevelopment, food equity, state politics, and migrant policy. So all of those different aspects are combined to this play, and then voices from the community, specifically from each community, are also added to this performance. And then people that have participated in the original productions of in that town, in this case, Karen, will be representing Pacoima.
Are you ever nervous?
Yes, I'm always nervous. I got nervous coming here. It's obviously a natural feeling to feel nervous in whatever it is that you do, but it's a good feeling because if you're not nervous, then, you know,
you're either scared. So, yeah, I'm always nervous.
How did you come up with the idea of community people in the play?
Cornerstone was founded in 1986. So it was a group of people that have graduated from college. And one of the professors told them, you know what, I believe the theater is dead, that there is no more theater, that people don't really like theater anymore. So then these adventurous people said, I'm going to get in the band after I get out of college, and I'm going to go to a remote location that no one has perhaps ever been or heard of, and I'm going to do a play. I'm going to do a classical adaptation of a play with their stories. And I'm inviting them to be on the stage, and I'm inviting them to create this script and to design the stage and everything. We're going to see if they like it. You know, oftentimes we tend to see different communities as different from each other, and we tend to disconnect with each other. Then you come and you see all of these themes of people loving each other, caring for each other, struggling the same way as people in Skid Row does, from people from Bel Air. Like, all of us are connected, all of us are together, and you truly see your life reflected in all of these plays.
I have a question for both of you. How do you promote Cornerstone?
The community engagement with the staff, we help them. We pass out flyers, we talk to our families, we talk to our friends, we talk about the show, we talk about the company, we do podcasts, and we participate in things like that.
How do you choose the communities where you play? How did you choose them?
Well, for this specific tour, they were the communities we had been doing the summer residencies. So that was an easy one. You know, we just went back to it. But Paula Donnelly, the director of engagement, she will go to these different towns and then they will study these communities, or someone from the community. Like, we will do a play in, let's say, in Pacoima, and then somebody else who saw the production and who knew who we are and the way how we work, they will come to us and they will let us know, hey, you know what? This town is just amazing. It has a beautiful story. You should definitely come and check it out.
What if you want to work backstage? Can you?
For this specific play, there might not be a lot of space for the backstage, but there is a lot of opportunities for the front of house and for ushering people, because we really need people from the community to help us with that.
Who writes the plays and how do you choose them?
After we have selected a specific community, then we try to figure out a writer that perhaps makes sense to have in it, that has some connection, that has some experience with that community, and then we ask him or her to come and write the play. And we do story circles where we sit with community and we ask them, you know, what are your dreams? What would you like the community to know about you? How do you see yourself? What things do you struggle with? What do you want people to know, your dreams and hopes? Based on that, then the writer makes a script, and then we take it back with the community, and the community reads the script. And the community tells us, you know, this is 100% real. This is not the real. This is good. This is not the good. And then the writer has to go back and make some edits. We go back with community and we go all over through this process again. So it's about 2 years that really takes from start to the day of the performance and people coming in.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's cornerstonetheater.org. And you can also find more about us in there.
Thank you for coming. This is the podcast team.
Risa Quintana.
Joanna Jimenez.
Daniela Catalan.
Angelica Benitez.
And thank you, Cesar Ortega.
And Karen Covarrubias.
Don't forget to come to the Artes Cesar E. Chavez Learning Academy February 5th, 6th, and 7th for Cornerstone Theater Company California Tempest.
Happy New Year!